This week on Senior Voices, John Johnson remembers a rich period in Dayton music history and working in concert promotion back in the 1960s and 70s. One venue he worked at was the Palace Theater, which stood across North Main Street from the Victory Theater. John shared his story with Dayton Metro Library volunteer interviewer Liz Anderson.
Well, I love music, so I got a chance to play instrumental music. I had a great couple of teachers. One of them, the music teacher that taught instrumental music, his name was Gilbert Unger. And he allowed me and convinced my mom that it was all right that I changed instruments every year. So I started out playing one instrument, and before you knew it, by the time grade school was over, I had played trombone, saxophone, violin, drums, piano, and I just kept going on from there. I played organ in church growing up, and that's what my attachment to music really was, is in playing gospel music. But of course, as I became a teenager, I kind of fell in love with Grand Funk Railroad, and that started me out into listening to rock and roll. Right now, I do play guitar still in a local band called Sonic Mojo, but I've had plenty of opportunities to play music professionally. I got to play with Martha Reeves and the Vandellas and Lou Christie, and even did a couple of shows with Chubby Checker. In October of 74, I started working for the Victory Theater. So I went to school at Sinclair and worked at the theater at the same time. And I stayed at the theater till about 1976. I got a chance to start from the bottom and work my way up to even being house manager before I left. And that's when I got into doing promotions with different shows and that kind of thing. And I got a chance to, you know, work for Belkin Enterprises and Ross Todd and Jam Productions. Those were the production companies that brought all the shows to the area here, Hair Arena, Palace Theater. That's what I really remember about that era the most, of being involved with putting concerts on in Dayton and getting a chance to get my friends in or sneak them in, you know, to the Palace. And we got to see some great acts there, like Kiss when they were first starting out, Mark Bolan, and let's see, Robert Palmer with Vinegar Joe. Robert Palmer was in that band when they came. Joe Walsh with Barnstorm, and Bachman Turner Overdrive when they first came out. You know, we got a chance to do all those shows and see them first at the Palace and have them here in Dayton maybe in the spring, and then by late summer they were coming back playing here arena, filling up the place, you know, that kind of thing. I'm probably one of the few people that still had the ability at the time to go through the underground underneath Main Street from the Victoria Opera House to the Palace. See, a lot of people don't know that in the heyday, when those were the old school, you know, working theaters, that the stagehands sometimes worked both houses, and they accessed them through a passageway that actually went under Main Street from one house to the other. And I used to get to walk around down through there before they filled all that in. And then they tore down the Palace and broke my heart. But we managed to save the Victory. That was part of a campaign I worked on. I'm glad they saved it. It's a beautiful house.
That was John Johnson speaking with Liz Anderson as part of the Senior Voices Project. It was the end of an era when the Palace was demolished in 1975. This interview was edited by Community Voices podcaster Patty Garrod. Senior Voices is a collaboration between the Dayton Metro Library, Rebuilding Together Dayton, and WYSO. This series is made possible through the generous support of the Delmar Healthcare Fund of the Dayton Foundation.